Each weekday morning, as she passed through the gates of the Catholic Church's 40-acre complex, Mrs. Neumeyer felt a deep peace settle over her. While American society in the mid-1960s seemed to be coming apart at the seams, God's teachings held firm upon this blessed land. She loved her secretarial job at Bishop Steinbeck's rectory, which sat at the center of the property. Each morning she offered a silent prayer of thanks. Within this Catholic stronghold, the world made sense. Here were rules, hierarchies, and certainties, truths she believed had been established by God Himself and therefore beyond question. Beyond the Church's boundaries, society seemed to her to be in moral decay. The growing acceptance of drug use, which she believed led inevitably to sexual permissiveness, had resulted in unwed mothers and broken families, developments she viewed as tragic, shameful, and entirely preventable. She and her husband were determined to shield their children, especially their teenage daughter, from such influences. At home, the children were raised under strict instruction in church teachings, particularly chastity, until marriage. They understood that faith was not merely part of their lives, it was the foundation of everything. For Mrs. Neumeyer, the ultimate hope was unwavering and straightforward, that they would all be together in heaven one day,